This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Iraq's parliament reconvened today after a month-long summer recess. The government presented a package of legislation for lawmakers to consider. It's unclear whether it included any of the laws that the U.S. government considers to be benchmarks of progress. In Washington today, a report on those benchmarks concludes that Iraq has so far failed to meet most of them. More on that in a few minutes. But first to Baghdad, where many ordinary Iraqis weren't even aware that Parliament was back at work. Those who were aware held out little hope that lawmakers will bridge their sectarian differences. Here's NPR's Corey Flintoff.
When the opening gavel fell, around 160 of the parliament's 275 members were in their seats, barely enough to form a quorum and act on legislation. The government introduced 10 bills, and lawmakers promptly adjourned to study them. Salim Abdullah is a member of Tawafiq, an umbrella group of Sunni Arab parties. He expects hot debate over topics such as a law that will establish how Iraq's oil income is to be distributed among the country's main regions, but he believes there could be action soon on a plan to hold provincial elections.
Originally, there was a debate about whether the provincial governors should have more authority than the central government. It was finally agreed on.
Dr. Ismail Rasul, a member of the Kurdish coalition in parliament, says he thinks that security in the country has improved during the U.S. troop surge, and that makes it more likely that the different political blocs will be ready to make deals on key issues.
We are all colleagues. In this work, as it is well known, there is no continuous friend or permanent enemy. At the end, we will reach result through compromise. Then there will be no problem.
Outside the green zone, many Iraqis seemed unaware that their political leaders were back at work. 23-year-old Sami Yusuf told a reporter it was news to him.
No, I heard it from you, because I'm not listening to the news anymore. It doesn't have anything good for us.
Predictably, older people were more likely to have followed the story. 58-year-old Malik Abdul Latif says that if Parliament fails again to pass crucial legislation such as the oil law, it will signal the collapse of the political process. Latif, a consulting engineer, also had a warning for lawmakers.
The American government will not wait forever. They need results.
Mohammed Hassan Rahim, a 42-year-old government worker, says he thinks the Americans don't much care about the Iraqi people, but are focused on their own domestic political goals. And though he says he keeps a close eye on the parliament's doings, he doesn't hold out much hope that so many disparate factions will be able to achieve anything.
I will tell you something. We used to have one political party ruling all Iraq during the former regime, and nothing ever got accomplished. Now we have 300 parties. You can imagine the trouble we're in.
The Iraqi parliament has a week before the top American military and diplomatic officials in Baghdad are expected to deliver their assessment of whether the current strategy is working. Whatever they do or do not achieve in that period is bound to be a major part of the report. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.